change of scene now. In the annals of post 9/11 history, you couldn't have found a more red letter day than yesterday, and the scene was Guantanamo Bay, where Al Qaeda's third in command, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, and four other high profile Al Qaeda alleged detainees were facing justice in a court hearing that's probably unlike any other in American history. Covering the hearing and the situation at Guantanamo for probably as long as anyone, for the Miami Herald, is Carol Rosenberg. She joined us on the line. Carol, good morning.
Hi, John.
You know, this was an amazing scene yesterday. Tell us what it was like. I mean, certainly for years, you and others down there have been waiting to actually see a court hearing out of the 9/11 attacks, and this was the first moment.
Absolutely, absolutely. We have been watching detainees come and go in orange jumpsuits, and for 5-6 years they've been telling us they're the worst of the worst. Well, if these guys actually did anything close to what the government said they did, they've actually shown us the worst of the worst for the first time.
And what was it like in court yesterday? Khalid Sheikh Mohammed is facing the death penalty. The four other detainees are facing the death penalty. There was a sketch artist there. What else about this trial is different?
Oh, yesterday was just remarkable. You know, until 9 o'clock in the morning in what they call the expeditionary legal compound, these guys were ghosts. They were captured and disappeared by the CIA in 03. They were off the books of the International Committee of the Red Cross until 06. They didn't see a lawyer until 5 or 6 years ago. And they came into court, and they told this Marine colonel judge, no, I don't need a lawyer. I'll take care of myself. The military wanted them defended or offered them free of charge defense by men and women officers in U.S. military uniforms. And these guys wanted nothing to do with it. They were quite willing to act as their own attorneys. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed started off. He set the tone. And one by one, the four guys sitting behind him followed just like he was the leader.
Let's get a little bit of a sense of what the lawyers are saying in court. We've got Colonel Lawrence Morris, who's a military prosecutor, and also Attorney Thomas Durkin, who's representing one of the defendants, Ramzi bin al-Shib. First, here's Prosecutor Morris talking about his characterization of these proceedings.
If they had wanted, and I mean the administration in Washington, had wanted to have adequate counsel here, they could have started a long time ago. It was no surprise to anyone that these charges were coming.
The military commission's process is an orderly, fair, open legal system, remarkably similar to other trials in United States courts.
Two very different views of these proceedings. Carol, what are these proceedings? Is this like the Nuremberg trial? Is this like the Timothy McVeigh trial? Where does this fit in jurisprudence?
This is something entirely new that was created by the Bush administration and approved by Congress since September 11th. It's not military justice. It's not civilian justice. It's judges and juries of military officers with high security clearances and classifications, if they go to trial, being able to take a look at evidence that you and I will never see.
Well, then who is this for? I mean, does this satisfy a sense of justice internally for the military? Is this a trial for all the world to see? Is this a message to Muslim countries? What do you think? I know it's speculative.
Well, probably some of all of that. I mean, part of the problem is that the U.S. decided to interrogate and do the intelligence piece of it before the part of the justice piece of it. So they go out around the world, they collect up these people, and they interrogate, and they try to get as much information as they can about al-Qaeda. And they, as we know in the instance of the CIA, use a technique called waterboarding on some of them. And then after the fact, they want to bring them to court, and they want to figure out how to sanitize the evidence that they collected in such a way that it will not shock the conscience of a judge and jury. So they have to create a system where you can deal with some of the kinds of security questions that would really not be suitable in, say, a New York City federal court.
The Bush administration, Carol, has, this is Adori Doji, has clashed with the Supreme Court on how to set up these military proceedings, these judicial proceedings. How does this conform what's happening now with what has been set out by the highest court?
You know, the Bush administration has gone to the Supreme Court 3 or 4 times, depending on how you count it, on the detainee rights issue. The Bush administration has said over and over again, they have none, they're terrorists, Guantanamo is not America. We're holding them under a different set of rules. And little by little, the Supreme Court has said, well, that's not exactly right.
It remains to be seen what the challenges will be here. Carol, you are at Gutmo. Thanks for joining us. Carol Rosenberg, reporter for the Miami Herald.